Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. If you want to join me and Milan Yurkovich and Dr. Alice Benton, all you have to do is call 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Milan, Alice, how are you?
Well, we've been practicing our Spanish and testing each other here behind the scenes. But
how's it going, do you think?
I'm failing.
No.
Milan is leagues ahead.
No. You are way ahead. You are bilingual, and I'm monolingual, which means I'm just, you know.
Just a guy.
That's monolingual.
Unless there's a good joke that requires Spanish, then you're all over that.
With a good accent, too, I might add. So, well, you know. I am not Southern Californian, you know.
Not to kill this wonderful conversation between the two of you, I want to mention that this first program we've done since Queen Elizabeth II died. Mm. And what a wonderful woman she was. And she, a lot of people don't know, she was a really strong believer. Hmm. And, you know, the Museum of the Bible, you don't just have a museum, you have traveling exhibits. And I was just speaking at a place that was used to be a church. And it had these beautiful stained glass windows, and it was an event center now with these gorgeous stained glass windows. Well, she hated these, you know, 400-year-old wonderful chapels being purchased because couldn't afford to keep them up. She hates them being turned into coffee shops and, you know, whatever. So she worked out a thing with the Museum of the Bible that they could have one of these 400, 500-year-old buildings. She could give it to them if they'd remodel it, keep it up, and they could do their traveling exhibits.
Wow. There.
And then when they wanted to go to another town, she'd give them that building there, and they would fix it up and bring the exhibit there. But she loved the Bible, and she loved Jesus. Mm. And a lot of people, but she was never offensive about it. Mm-hmm. But you see the strength and consistency. Well, it's because not just she was a strong, wonderful lady. She was a believer, and she really believed in the power of God. And if you ever watched The Crown, they did have that one piece in there about her interaction with Billy Graham. How historically accurate that is, I don't know. But I just wanted to say it's a passing of a great, wonderful woman.
Yes.
And I wanted to acknowledge that. I also, I'll shift gears. I'm holding it's a cup. I have to have a cap so when I spill things, it doesn't get over all over everything. But
too.
This is the logo of Lumina. And, you know, Lumina is one amazing event, November the 3rd and 4th. It is a new conference. And it is designed to lead women through a transforming encounter with God through God's Word. Jen Wilkin, if you've never heard of the 9-time Dove Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning Nicole C. Mullen, oh my goodness, she's going to lead worship and she's going to teach. Well, there's a new special today, Bring a Friend, and your ticket's $69, both of you. Two people, one car, bus, subway, $69 each. Grab a friend, come to Museum of the Bible. It's in such a wonderful area. Some places in D.C., maybe not so wonderful. This is a wonderful area. Hotels right by. Lumina, $69. Where women rise. We're going to inspire you to use God's word to change the world. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. 1-800-229-3000. And we're going to go right to our calls. 1-800-229-3000. And let's talk to Bruce. And he's calling from Bad Axe, Michigan. I didn't even know there was a Bad Axe, Michigan. WSNL. Bruce, how you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm not too bad, but I am calling you because I'm desperate for some knowledge and wise counsel.
All right, we'll help you.
My wife and I, we've been struggling. We've been married for 20 years. And along the way, my wife has been very demanding about, you know, my time, what I'm focusing on, and where we live. And the primary issue for her is a city girl. I married later on in life. I had her move out to the country because, you know, I've got a farm and some other real estate assets. Well, years ago, she had me, she insisted on selling the real estate. And now she's insisting on selling the farm. And for me, it feels like kill, steal, and destroy. It really does. To relieve some pressure earlier in the year, I suggested she go to Florida and kind of wait out the long Michigan winter. And when she came back, I said, well, hey, I really missed you. And she said, I didn't miss you at all. And
she said, what was that? You cut out there. I didn't hear it. What did she say when you said, I missed you? What was her response?
She said, I didn't miss you at all. And
oh, boy.
Why should I stay married to you? Mm. All right.
That's rough.
So it really is, you know, and I'm... The really crazy thing is that this seems like a repeat of what her parents did, where her dad moved her out, mom and the kids out to the suburb, and I believe it was after the 67 riots in Detroit. And mom insisted on moving back into the city within two blocks of where they lived initially.
Okay, and so then, let me help you. Let me help you, because we're restricted on time. You said it sounds like what? Kill and destroy? What was that phrase?
Kill, steal, and destroy.
So it feels like you're being killed and she's stealing who you are and destroyed. I'm wondering, when you said you got her to move to the country, I wonder if she felt that. You think she might have felt that way, that you killed who she was?
She had mentioned she never wanted to live in the country. You know, when we got married, I said, you know, our love is going to overcome all this.
Mm.
And apparently, it's too an important issue.
Yeah.
For my wife to let go of.
Okay. Well, let's see what Mylon and Alice have to say. Let's start with you, Mylon. What are you thinking? And then you, Alice.
Well, Bruce, I'm so sorry to hear this. It is very disappointing. But like, it appears to me from your testimony and what you said today that the relationship is a bit one-sided, that she is the one who... is calling shots or making decisions or requiring things of you. Do you think that that area is balanced? Do you think you have an equal sense of listening to each other, or is it more like what I just said?
it's way out of balance. It's like in certainly in times of conflict, I'm fighting for 10% of the floor time.
Okay.
You know, and I really don't consider fighting.
Okay. So to me, the bigger issue, Bruce, is you don't have a marriage. She said, I didn't miss you, and I don't know why I'm married to you. And that's what I would do nothing with the farm until you guys really settle that and say, okay, well, what do you want? And if we moved, would you then love me? Or is your love for me appears to be conditional? What in your mind could change that and to possibly do something like even coming to our New Life Marriage Intensive where the two of you could be into a highly concentrated period of time of 3 days where you would find yourselves really pushed into some good places of having to look at things. But the issue to me, Bruce, is more, what do you have in your marriage? And I would ask her that. If that's how you feel coming back from Florida, then why are you here?
Alice, you have a thought here?
Alice?
This is tough.
Bruce, I wonder if, because of that initial move, if she has felt as if she gave up her life as it was for you and relocated on your behalf. And I would guess that there may have been an emotional injury there on her part, because of which she has angrily demanded so much of you, because perhaps in her mind you made her give up her life to move out to the farm, even though she chose that. Have you sensed that from her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she said she gave up a lot, but you know, I'm the sole bread earner. I've supported our household this 20 years, and not been supported any other way, you know, financially.
So Bruce, so, I believe you that you have worked so hard for her and to try to give her a good life and a good marriage. Something interesting just happened between us, and I'm going to guess it might happen between you and your wife. Probably goes both ways. When she brings up her pain to you, I gave up so much for you. You understandably want to point out the good, but honey, I've worked so hard for us. But honey, I've done all these good things for us, which is true. But she may feel unheard in what she lost. And so, as she is now saying, I don't know that I want this marriage, and you're trying to decide, what do I do about this? If you choose that this marriage is worth fighting for, then I think your main task will be learning to draw out her pain and hear it and stick with it without defending the very true good that you have done. But I don't think she has felt sufficient empathy from you about all that she lost and probably lost before you as well. These are multiple losses that are layered on top of each other, and you are the target of her anger that she has lost so much. Mylan and Kay developed the Comfort Circle in their book, How We Love. I'm their number one fan, so you don't get that spot. But in their book, they teach us how can we hear each other's pain in a way that resolves it, because her pain has been simmering for years, and you can take that on, and there may very well still be healing and hope for your marriage if you're willing to do so without defending yourself.
Bruce, let me just give you the best advice I have on how to save the marriage. The first thing I think you would say to her, I've thought more deeply about what you said when you came back, probably more deeply about that than anything you've ever said.
Mm-hmm.
As I thought about it, I realize now I probably in the beginning really hurt you and didn't hear you. And we've probably suffered for that for a long time. I believe I can change. I believe I can no longer have a need to defend myself, but a need to hear your heart. If you don't want this marriage, I want to ask you to do one thing before you go. And that's all I'm going to ask of you. go to this marriage intensive and see, just go, see if anything is left for us. That's what I would do. And I would go to the Intimacy in Marriage workshop coming up. I have invited desperate people, defeated people, and I don't have anybody that I know of that is divorced as a result of the going to that conference. So that's what I would suggest to you. You admit failure, admit not hearing her heart, don't defend yourself, and ask her one thing. You're never going to talk your way into saving the marriage. The less you say, the better. You cannot do that. But we could sure help you with that. What do you think about that plan?
I like it. I mean, I am desperate. I don't know how to fix this. I don't know where to go except for what you've suggested.
Well, it has worked so well for so many people. I wouldn't suggest it if I did not believe it was your best chance of saving the marriage. You could even say, I understand why you might not want to go, but I'm just asking this one thing, that you'd go with me. Alice, you have a thought there?
Bruce, we all naturally want people to come close to us and love us and care for us, and we try to draw them in by pointing out our good qualities and our good characteristics. And it is necessary for people to know and see that in us. But strangely, it's when we lower our defenses and say, I'm broken, I've messed up, I have not been good at this, that draws people close in a way that showing our good accomplishments never does. It's very strange how it works, but I think that the Bible points this out, that it's through the humility and through the confession where we lower ourselves, God says he'll be the one to raise us up. And when we try to sing our own praises, even though it's right, it's what we did, it pushes people away from us. And so these tactics that we're sharing with you, they are both biblical, they're psychological, and we have seen and experienced them working over and over again. You can trust these principles.
You really can. And I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love, because I think that could really, really help you get ready for this conference. I think it'll change the way that you interact with her, and I'm so glad you called. I'm also going to send you an Every Man's Bible. And I've just heard over and over again that if you read the Bible, you read it more. If you don't read the Bible, you read it consistently after one of these Bibles. Well, I mentioned the Intimacy in Marriage workshop. Mylon, when somebody says to you about that workshop, what's the use? There's no hope for our marriage. What do you say to them?
Two things. Number one, they're going to hear things they haven't heard, likely they have not heard before. They'll be familiarized with an invention, an invention of God. This concept that he invented of human attachment, and he invented the mother-child bond to create positive definitions of self, other, and we. And if those aren't done to the degree that it creates a secure child, we have insecure attachments, and those insecure attachments are highly reactive to one another when they connect in a primary marriage such as relationship. So that's like a marriage relationship. So that's number one. Number two, they're going to be in a group with maybe four other couples with a trained therapist for at least five times during that weekend, where they will have a chance to process our talks and your talks, Steve, and they're going to be able to, I just guarantee it'll be something that they've never experienced before. It's not like any weekend that is out there.
No,
it's completely
not even close.
Not even close.
1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want more information, or go to newlife.com. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Love to talk to you. Dr. Alice Benton is here. Mylon Yurkovich, he and Kay wrote the life-changing, marriage-transforming book, How We Love. And we're going to be teaching from that in Dallas. And the date, well, the good news is, in Dallas, October the 21st. Come join us. 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
1-800-229-3000. Now, let me just mention two things. One is we have a Repurposed Life Recovery Conference coming up. It's 4 hours, and it's going to be fantastic. Anybody can do it. Virtual conference doesn't cost a lot, but it is jam-packed in that 4 hours. I think you're going to love this time. If you have never, ever thought about life recovery, you call us and ask for Terry Ward. She sets up, helps people set up life recovery groups. And, you know, as I said, when I went to Cookeville, Tennessee, spoke at Life Church, 23 life recovery groups right there.
Oh, wow.
And we just found out a couple of days ago, there is a group, no, actually there are two, I think three groups meet within the Arctic Circle. So we're above and beyond what you might think in the area of recovery. It really is exciting to see this happen. But the Repurpose Life Conference, 4 hours, I just don't think you'll regret. And here's the theme. We've done stuff. And when we do stuff, we think God is done with us. We've gone too far, done too much. Absolutely not. Your calling is still there. Let's get back into it. Let's forgive. Let's grieve, forgive. Let's embrace who we are now and find a repurposed life full of God, full of His power and His strength. That's what we want for you. And that's going to be September the 24th, coming right up. Every Man's Battle is October the 7th. And we just did Every Man's Battle in Dallas. And from what I've heard, it was spectacular. Men helping men become real men and friends forever. All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-229-3000. We are going to talk to Patricia from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
Hi, I am wonderful. How are you?
Well, we don't usually have people that are wonderful calling, so I'm really intrigued by how wonderful things are.
it's just wonderful, funny. A funny story. I'm sorry, the story that I sent out to you, because I have a husband that I've been married to for 33 years. And
yeah.
he out of the blue said to me at a Walmart shopping center, and this is when the joke gets real funny. He says, well, I haven't been in the house for over 3 years, and I just want a divorce now. And so I bust out laughing in his face. I said, thank you very much.
Wow.
Because he's alienated my kids. I have a disabled son who's sitting right next to me, and he left him too.
Oh my goodness.
So he bailed out the house, and he left the disabled child for me to take care of.
And that was 3 years ago?
Me. Yeah. He's been gone for 3 years.
And now he's ready to...
He wants a divorce.
Okay. During that 3 years, did he ever show up at the house? Did he ever do anything with any of the kids?
I got evicted out the house. Me and my children were evicted out the house. So we lost the house. He owes the government a lot of money. Yes, he does. On top of that, he stole money from the government too.
Okay. Well, what is the question for us? How could we help you in a really horrible situation there? And I'm so sorry you're going through it. What were you thinking we might be able to help you with?
So, I mean, I'm wondering, should I go ahead and, I mean, I've been talking to three, almost four different lawyers, and he's saying that he doesn't want to do lawyers involved in a divorce.
Well, of course not. Of course not, because he believes that if you don't have a lawyer, he's likely to do much better. But you do need an attorney. You do need an attorney, and I'm really sorry that that's a need, but it is. Let me just turn this over to Mylan and see. Mylan, what are you thinking when you hear such a horrible situation?
So,
Patricia. And he used to be a church boy, too. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Patricia, I'm so sorry about this. This is a very, very horrible situation for you and your family to be in. I'm just curious why you presented all of this to us in the form of a joke, or that you thought you're somehow making light of it. What inside of you would want to somehow make this funny or call it a joke?
It's the way he did it. It's the location. And he couldn't even be a man and come to me as a man and say, you know what, I did something wrong, and this is what I did wrong. And so, and I said, okay. And all I could do was laugh at him. I've apologized to him 2 times because I understand the Bible says I got to forgive you. And so I forgave him 2 times.
Okay, well, and Patricia, so, Patricia.
Yes, yes.
You can forgive someone. Which means that you're going to release them from the penalty they deserve in your mind and the need to prosecute them. But trusting someone is another thing. He isn't trustworthy, as you know. And I agree with Steve that you need to find a lawyer that can help advocate for you and even even retrieve money that is owed to you. And I would say we're going to go to a break right now, but we'll be right back. But I would say that was something you need to do.
Yep. 1-800-229-3000.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking with Patricia, and her husband gone for 3 years and then announces to her he wants a divorce right there in the middle of Walmart. So, Alice, what are you thinking would be helpful for her?
Patricia, you have a lot of righteous anger, mm-hmm. and you're going to need it. Uh-huh. And it is God-given protection and energy to fight for yourself and your kids and to fight to protect your household against the very man who should be protecting and providing for you. I'm getting tears in my eyes thinking about what you have been through for God knows how long.
Yeah.
And Patricia, Patricia, wait with me here. Because as I'm tapping into my sorrow for you and my indignation, there is a place in you where your pain and your loneliness and your sadness have been residing. And it is pushed down deep because it's not safe to be sad. Not with what you're going through. But I need you to try to find that place with me. Where in your body does that pain and loneliness and overwhelm reside?
And the thing is, like, one thing, I hear that when the churches and things like that had started here, they're closing up and things like that.
Patricia, I think you're stepping away from my question, sister. I think you're stepping away.
Right?
because I want you to locate a place in your body where you feel some of these tears that are coming up in me for you.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me a place. Where in your body?
I don't get sad like I used to. I still am. I've been suppressing the anger. Yes, I have.
Patricia, you can't afford to get sad because you got too much on your shoulders. And yet,
yes,
in order to fight the right way for your family, and in order to not become embittered, which anyone would in your shoes, we need your family. You and your family need a couple things from you. You got to take it from the joke level into the angry level, into the fight level, into I'm getting the best lawyer I can for myself,
yes,
and for my children.
Yes.
And that is good. And that is,
yes,
right. But then, sister, also, you have to find that sorrow again because you've got years of tears that have not been shed. And if you hold them inside, it leads to sickness.
Mm-hmm.
It leads to physical sickness,
yes,
and emotional and spiritual sickness. And so you need some sisters around you doing what I'm doing,
yes,
right now with you, that help you draw,
yes,
out those tears in a place that it is safe to do so. Because the tears is what will help heal the pain that this man has perpetrated against you for far too long.
Yes.
Patricia, we're hearing the intensity, and then also, you know, in the beginning, writing it off as a funny story, which of course it isn't. But my thought is that you might be afraid that if you really feel what is there, that you might shut down. You might be afraid, maybe not even conscious of the fear, that if you get too much into your sadness, that you really might not function well enough to keep going and persevering through all of this. And I've certainly done that in my life. But I want to encourage you to at least find a women's Bible study where you could be part of it with other women in a healthy church. I would love it if you could go to, a support group or see a female counselor. But we have such sadness for you. And I believe it's there within you, like Alice is saying. But one day, I hope you can find that safe place where you can just express what you feel without being afraid that everything's going to shut down. Because I think you'll be okay, even if you're able to connect with the sadness. Sometimes we just go from one thing to the next. Our mind just does anything but focus on the feelings that we have, and I just hope and pray you have a very good attorney to protect you and obtain the things that you need for your son. And I hope and pray, I pray for him, that he will be healed spiritually and emotionally in the absence of a father that I wish had been there for him. I'm going to send you a couple of things. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. It is all about recovering. It is all about finding the choices we can make, such as grieving, such as forgiving, connecting with others, all those choices. I'll send that to you, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you.
You know, Steve, could we talk,
yes,
for just a moment about,
yeah,
how forgiveness and righteous anger can coexist side,
yes,
by side?
Because they can.
They can. You know, you can say, I release you from what I feel in my heart, and I release you from where I'm holding you,
mm-hmm,
in a place of penalty, which then requires a lot of energy on my part, you know, and is harmful to me to keep prosecuting that case. But then I can fight for, as Alice was saying, with a righteous indignation to say, but this is wrong, and I need to fight for myself, my family, my children, my grandchildren. I need to fight for them. And so the two are not mutually exclusive. One does not shove the other one out. You can do both at the same time. And I just think it's important to remind everybody of that.
And actually, it's quite a balanced response in a situation like this.
Alice, what were you going to say?
Too many of us have learned you forgive and you forget.
Right.
And when you forgive, you feel completely at peace and you're fine with the person again. And none of that is true. And it's also unsafe. So when we have to forgive our perpetrator, we make a spiritual decision to do so. And our emotions may not follow suit. And perhaps they shouldn't follow suit. Because when we're still in danger of the perpetrator re-perpetrating, we must forgive for the sake of our spiritual healing. But we must not forget. If we forget, we'll step right back into the dangerous situation and allow it to take place again. And God does not call on us to do that the majority of the time. He calls us to protect our heart and to fight against evil.
Yeah, and I'd just say this. In situations like this, anytime you feel some pressure to instantly forgive, it isn't really forgiveness. It's so thin. Forgiveness is a process. And it involves in grieving what you've lost, finally accepting what's left, embracing that, and then also accepting what you need to do to protect you and others around you.
You know, a lot of people say that Jesus didn't resist.
Yeah.
And they view him as pacifistic and as turn the other cheek and victimhood and so on and so forth. Jesus was a fighter. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will read about a very fighting Jesus, very verbal and justice oriented. And what's interesting about that, he was a victim only one day of his life. For one 24-hour period, he was the victim, and he did it on purpose. He said, I can call 10,000, 12,000 legions of angels right now to deliver myself from this, but I'm not. I'm going to pay for your sins and allow this to happen because I'm paying for your sins. So he was a victim one day. The rest of his life, he was a fighter, you know?
You know, what I get from what he did, staying with it, not calling the angels, things like that, it motivates me and it has inspired me to say this to my kids whenever they're in trouble or have difficulty. I'm going through this with you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stand on the sideline. I'm not just going to wait for something to change. I'm here with you throughout, and you can't get rid of me. But I'll try to be polite and not intrude too much, but I want to go through this with you. I think it would be really important. All right, 1-800-229-3000. By the way, we're doing another program after this one, and then after that, I'm going to be interviewing Max Lucado, and you're going to be hearing about his brand new book that is, it's published tomorrow, and it's going to be an amazing book. You know, he's written so much, so powerful, but this one is Help is Here, Finding Fresh Strength and Purpose in the Power of the Holy Spirit. And we need this book. Because a lot of us don't understand. A couple of years ago, we didn't know if we were going to die from COVID. And then look at all the stuff that happened because of COVID. We forget it has an impact. And you can just be worn out from all of that, much less the other things in real life. I love it that we've got a book from Max. And you're going to be hearing about that over tomorrow. Next few days, you'll hear some of the clips of this interview I'm going to do with him. All right, 1-800-229-3000. And we'll go to Tez right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Right before I go to Tez, I want to give you the 800 number. We can do another program after this. But I want to read you a testimony. Some of you like to be part of great things and great things that are happening. Listen to this. My life was once a hot mess, and being a Christian didn't make it any easier. New Life gave me so many practical tools and decision-making advice that I put in my life, and with a lot of practice and baby steps and God's grace, I came out of the other side. Mentally healthy to make good decisions with firm boundaries and cognitive skills, so I don't have to repeat lessons I have already learned. My parents didn't give me these skills, so I had no foundation. You know, in a way, you could say we're a parenting ministry, because some people have never been parented, never been given
that
advice,
so
shown
true.
A way to go. Yeah. And if you want to be part of this ministry, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I have a brand new devotional book. I'll send it to you if you give a gift of any amount, 100 Days to Freedom from Shame. So many of us Christians are saddled with shame that we don't need to have, but we don't know the way out. I'll help you with that in 100 Days. There's great devotional, great quotes, great scripture. I think it could be a life changer. Gift of any amount to be part of something great here at New Life that God is doing, and I'll send you 100 Days of Freedom from Shame. Just a way for us to say thank you for being a part of this ministry. All right. Again, for our next program, 1-800-229-3000, Tez from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA, has called that number. Hey, Tez, how are you?
Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
Good. What's going on with you?
I was calling in today. I'm dealing with a difficult situation between me and my wife. My wife is asking for a divorce.
Why is she asking for a divorce? Why do you think she's asking for a divorce?
Well, she has mentioned that I have been mistreating her for a number of years. As far as communication, verbal abuse, controlling, and just want to kind of like do things my way all the time. And I don't agree with that wholeheartedly. I'm not going to say that we haven't had any issues with communication, but I don't believe that I'm a controlling person.
So, Tez, can you take what your wife said? You disagree with a portion of it. Take what you can agree with, and I want you to make the strongest negative statement you can about how some of your behavior, some of your words, have harmed your wife. So make this an I statement. I have what?
I have hurt her feelings before with some words I have said.
Well, that's good. That's a great start right there.
Tez, the change in what you just did must be applied if that there will be hope for your marriage. So rather than saying what you didn't do, what part of the accusation doesn't apply to you, you took the truth that does apply. Yes, I have hurt you. Yes, I have. Tez, it's that confession over and over and over again that saves the day, along with our willingness to accept that we have blind spots. Tez, I think I am a much better wife and mother than sometimes I am. And when I allow my family to point out my blind spots, Tez, they're not always right. Sometimes they exaggerate what is negative about me. They are not always right. But when I can allow the acceptance that there are areas within me, my character, that are not where God wants them to be, and I can receive that feedback and say, I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to find out other ways that I have hurt you, because I only know about some of them. That's what breathes life into a marriage that's headed towards divorce.
Now, Tez, before we go any further, what is it you were hoping we could do? Is there some kind of advice you were hoping we could give you?
Okay, so today what I'm looking for is some guidance on, we're currently in marriage counseling. And the marriage counseling we started about 3 weeks ago. It's been challenging for me because I've been pretty much painted as the villain. I'm the one that's the aggressor. I'm the one as the abuser. I'm the one as the pretty much the bad guy in this whole thing. And I'm fighting the fact that I don't want to just leave the marriage counseling, because I want this to work. but I feel like my marriage counts as body.
All right. Mylan, you want to comment on that? And then I have a comment or two.
So, Tez, I'm going to add something to what Dr. Alice said and ask you a question. When you have hurt her feelings, what did you feel right before you hurt her feelings? What were your emotions when you were controlling, verbally abusive, the aggressor? And I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to guess that you felt scared. I'm going to guess that you felt trapped. And I'm going to guess that you felt highly anxious or panicky. Do you think that's right?
I think that's a good analysis of that. I'm shocked.
Well, you see, there is the problem right there. We don't often look at the emotions that are propelling the behaviors. Typically, when people start getting controlling, they feel scared and they have to do something. So to alleviate their anxiety or to make their panic go away, if you could tell your wife, if you could tell the marriage counselor, you know, I get scared, I feel trapped and anxious, and when I do, I am controlling because I'm frightened. And then, Tez, I would encourage you to do one more thing, to ask yourself, when have you felt these feelings before? And I'm going to guess that you may have felt them as a child, as an adolescent, as a young adult, perhaps, in your family or someplace where you were scared, felt trapped, and felt anxious.
Yeah. Tez, I just believe we could help you so greatly if we could get you a good counselor for you, good male counselor. I think we could help you if she would come with you to this intensive that we're doing in Dallas in October.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to help you. I'm going to send you How We Love and Every Man's Bible. I think that will help you. I hope it does. And hold on, we want to connect you with some things that we believe can transform this situation. You know, we have good news from Psalm 34:18. It says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." You may not feel God's presence, but God is there. And the Bible tells us that I will be found by anyone that's seeking me. So seek God today above all else. Our repurposed Life Recovery Conference is September 24th. Every Man's Battle in Orange County, October the 7th. Intimacy in Marriage, October 21. You can save $200 by signing up before October the 7th. Restore, November the 11th. The Rhine River Cruise, got some cabins. Still join us. Mylan and I will be there October the 6th. Lumina, November 3rd and 4th. And then there's just us. If you need help in any way, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.